Okay, I've got something I want to show you, and somebody's going to help me. Okay, Johanna, get it out. Right, something put on your feet. You get it out. And does anybody know what this here is? These are? What do you call these here? Okay, what are those? Hold them up, Johanna, people can see them. Hold them up. Oh, they're flashy shoes, aren't they? Well, they're not just shoes, they're trainers, aren't they? They're nice and soft, good rubber soles, so you don't slip. And they're trainers. And these trainers are, you can run in them, and that. If you're going to do a wee bit of running, maybe a wee bit of football, you can you go and get on your trainers. You sit down there beside Hannah. And you get your trainers on. And we want to think about running today. And we want to think about somebody who was running the wrong way. And we'll see his picture up on the screen. And his name was Jonah. There's at least one Jonah in here today. And Jonah was a prophet. Boys and girls, what was a prophet? What did a prophet do? Tell messages to people from whom? From God. And Jonah's job was to tell people what God was saying. And God said to Jonah, I want you to go to a big city called Nineveh and tell these people they've been really bad and I'm going to destroy their city. And do you think Jonah would go to the city? No, he got his running shoes on and he ran the other way. And we see that in the next picture. Instead of going to Nineveh, where God told him to go, he went down to Joppa, got a boat, which was going to Tarsus, going totally the other way. And the reason why he didn't go to Nineveh was he didn't like the people of Nineveh. And he wanted God to kill them, to destroy them all. Jonah wasn't very nice, was he? And yet this was God's prophet. Well, he was trying to run away from God. Do you think he got away from God? No. Well, we'll see in the next picture, God sent a great big storm. And the boat was crossing the sea and the waves were coming up. It was so windy and the boat was nearly sinking. And all the men, they didn't know about the true God. The men in the boat, they prayed to their false gods. And it was no use. And then they did something, boys and girls. They drew lots. Do you ever draw straws to decide who's going to do something? And if someone gets the shortest straw, well, it's them. So they drew straws to see whose fault it was. And Jonah got the shortest straw. And they asked Jonah, what have you done? Why is this happening? And Jonah said, it's because I'm running away from God. The God of heaven who made the sea and the land, I'm running away from him. And they were really, really scared. Because they knew that this God, the God who made everything, the one true God, is so strong, so powerful. He controlled the sea. And they said, well, what can we do, Jonah, to stop this boat from sinking? Jonah said, throw me over the side into the sea. Do you think they wanted to do that? No. So they tried to row back to land, but the storm got worse and worse. And then eventually, they threw Jonah over the side. What did Jonah learn? Let's see in the next picture. You cannot run away from God because God is everywhere. Even if you put on your fastest shoes, put on your fastest shoes and run right across the world, God is there. There's a man who wrote a psalm and the psalm says this, if I go to the heights, to the highest mountains, God is there. If I go to the lowest depths, even in the sea, God is there. If I go to the far side of the sea, God is there. God is everywhere. And you can't run away from God. You can't hide from God. Do you ever play hide and seek? And do you ever play hide and seek? When you're very wee, this is how you play hide and seek. You cover your eyes, and when you cover your eyes, you say, nobody can see me. You can't see me, boys and girls, can you? Isn't that silly? But that, when you were very wee, that's the way you used to play. Sure. And you know, boys and girls, that's the way we play hide and seek. We think we can hide from God. But God sees everything. He hears every word we say. He sees every action we do. He even knows what we are thinking. Isn't that amazing? God sees everything. God is everywhere, and you can't run from God. Boys and girls, tell me, have you your running shoes on today? Well, maybe not in your feet, but have your running shoes on in your heart? I wonder, other boys and girls, your mums and dads, you're running away from Jesus. You know, boys and girls, who's the only person that can save you from your sin? It's Jesus, by dying on the cross. And yet their boys and girls, mums and dads, are running away from Jesus instead of trusting him as their Savior. Maybe there's something God wants you to do and you're running away. Or maybe you're running away from God by doing bad things. Listen, boys and girls, was it a good idea for Jonah to run away? Did it work out well for him? Where's Jonah now? He's in the sea. And what's going to happen next? Well, let's see the next picture. God brought a big fish that came and gobbled him up. Didn't kill him, but Jonah was inside the great big fish for 3 days and for 3 nights. Inside the fish, Jonah died, and we see that in our next picture. Jonah thanked God, and Jonah prayed to the temple in Jerusalem. Now, why did Jonah pray to the temple in Jerusalem? God promised, boys and girls, if his people prayed to the temple, he would hear them. Why would God hear people when they pray to the temple? Well, let's see our next picture. In the temple, you see on the left there, sacrifices. Animals were killed for the sin of people. And by saying God will listen to people when they pray to the temple, God will listen to people because of sacrifices for sin. Hands up who's good. Hands up who's never said anything wrong. Hands up who's never told a lie. Hands up who's never been selfish. We have all done wrong. And listen, boys and girls, for God to listen to us when we pray, we have to be perfect. Are any of us perfect? No. But who is perfect? Jesus. And Jesus has died to take away the sin of his people. Listen, boys and girls, when we pray, trusting in Jesus to take away our sin, trusting in the sacrifice, God listens to us. I knew a man many years ago. He lived away in Africa. He was helping people. He was a missionary, telling people about Jesus. And he wanted to stay in this country called Zimbabwe. But the government said, John, you have to leave Zimbabwe. You have to go back to England. And he wanted to stay and tell people about Jesus. And he tried to speak to the government. They wouldn't listen. And one day, John was getting in his car and he was traveling up to the big city trying to speak to the man in the government who made this decision. And he thought, he'll never listen to me. I'll not get in to see him. But John stopped on the way and picked up a lady. She was thumbing a lift, as they do out in Africa a lot. And he gave her a lift. And the way up, she says, go and see the Home Secretary. That's the man in the government who makes the decisions about people staying. John says, the Home Secretary, he will never see me. I've tried. He'll not listen to me. This is what the lady said. Tell him I sent you. And she gave John her name. So he went up, asked if he could see the Home Secretary, and said, Mrs. So-and-so told me to tell you that she sent me. And he got in to see the Home Secretary. Do you know who Mrs. So-and-so was? The Home Secretary's sister. And because he knew someone who knew the big boss, who was the Home Secretary. He was listened to, and he got what he wanted. And listen, boys and girls, we know someone very special when we trust in Jesus. And because we know Jesus, God will listen to us. If Jesus is our friend. Is Jesus your friend? Have you asked Jesus to be your Savior, to take away your sin, knowing your only hope is he died on the cross through that? Have you asked Jesus to be the boss of your life? It's only when we do that is Jesus our friend, and then God listens to us. Jonah prayed to God, prayed trusting in the sacrifices for sin. You think God will listen to him? Think, what's going to happen next? Let's see our next picture. Come tonight, and we'll find out what happened next. And boys and girls, come tonight. Mums and dads, grown-ups, you come as well tonight. And listen to boys and girls, and hear what happened next. Can we run away from God? No. It's like hiding with our hands over our eyes. It doesn't work. Let's pray together, boys and girls. Loving God, we want to thank you for the message of Jonah. And Father, you know our hearts. And you know if we're sitting in church here today, if we're running away from God, running away from you. Lord, help us to be honest that we're doing that. And help us to turn around and to run to Jesus. To trust in him as our Savior, as our King, as our Lord. And Father, help us to understand if we try and run away, whether it's Jonah or the prodigal son, Father, our lives will end up a mess in this world and also forever in that place called hell. Help us to learn, O God, and to turn to you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.